I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello, and welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might be listening in Nova Scotia at Axe Radio Canada, or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And happy Easter Monday to everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. And we are speaking about brainwave entrainment today. We're joined by Jeffrey Geniak, and he is a brainwave entrainment engineer, and he's also the creator of Passive Brain Fitness. So we're going to find out what all that is, what it can do for you, how it works. Welcome to the show, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Marie. I'm really happy to be here.
Thanks for joining me. So first of all, can you describe to us what is Passive Brain Fitness?
Sure. Well, passive brain fitness is a class of auditory and or visual brain stimulation that exercises the brain while you just simply either watch a video with headphones on or simply lay back and relax and listen to the audio. And it's a specially engineered type of frequencies that is really good at creating cross-hemispheric communication, which is incredibly important because no matter what we do in life, you know, day to day, the more that we can access both the hemispheres of our brain and the more we can access those really great zone states that allow us to be the best that we can be, I mean, the better our life goes. Everything we do depends on, you know, the quality of our brain and how it works moment to moment.
Thank you, Jeffrey. So I used Holosync a few years ago for a few months, and I didn't notice any difference. And I know a lot of people swear by it. Other people had the same experience as me. So how is your passive brain fitness different than Holosync?
Well, I mean, it's radically different. I mean, the main aspect of where it's different is based on research in terms of how the brain functions. What I have found is that the vast majority of entrainment or brainwave stimulation technology out there today doesn't really take advantage of how the brain is designed to work. And I think that's one of the reasons that so many people fail to get results with the vast majority of the technology that's out there. So when it comes to auditory and visual stimulation, a lot of the times we're looking at these what they call light and sound machines, and they're great machines, but they don't really take advantage of how our brain is hardwired from birth. And I'll give you an example. From the visual system, the brain is hardwired from birth to pay attention to recognize shapes and contours and depth, right? After all, this is how we move around in the world around us, right? We don't bump into things. It's one of the main areas of our brain that works and compares all these contours and generalizes so that we don't bump into things. Now, a light and sound machine simply stimulates the brain by using these flashes of light. And while it's clinically proven to be effective in many cases, it really doesn't play into the strength of the brain. And so in developing passive brain fitness technology, I thought to myself, well, what would happen if, instead of having these flashes of light to stimulate the brain, if we took these shapes and these contours, and then inside those shapes, we inserted the stimulatory technology that stimulates the brain, and then we moved these shapes around on a screen, would that create a stronger cortical evoked response? Well, after a lot of testing, the answer is an absolute yes, because it plays into how the part of the visual cortex is designed to work right from birth. And one of the other things that we've done that's really incredible, my team and I, in developing passive brain fitness technology, is take a look at the auditory system. The auditory system is a periphery organ. It's very different from the eyes. It takes in the information 360 degrees up and down every single day, and it never stops. Now, the auditory system is programmed, again, from birth to pay attention to pitch ranges that are associated with natural language. All right? So my idea was to think, well, instead of just providing tones, right, binaural beats or isochronic tones, in which Holosync and a lot of people do, what would happen if we inserted this stimulatory technology into pitch ranges that are associated with natural language? Would this create a better response? And the answer is an absolute, definite yes. And then the other thing we did is, in understanding the organ as a periphery organ, that how it is very different from the eyes in the sense of how it forces cross-hemisphere communication in regards to the locality of a sound, right? So, for instance, if someone came up behind you and snapped their fingers in one ear, it would send electrical activity in through that one ear, but it would bounce back and forth between the hemispheres in a way that is infinitely more complex than if you were stimulating, you know, a picture through the visual cortex. So what we did then is we took the stimulatory technology, we put it within pitch ranges that are associated with natural language, then we begin to move it in a three-dimensional field around somebody's head. So this is used, experience with headphones. So with headphones on, we have these stimulatory frequencies, and then they begin to shift and move in the auditory field, and that forces the brain to do a massive amount of internal math. And it takes advantage of what a large part of your auditory system is programmed to do at birth, and that is analyzing the pitch ranges, the differences between pitches that are associated with natural language. I mean, after all, that's how we acquire language in the first place, right? And the effect is far more powerful. And when we combine both of these techniques together in something I call like passive brain fitness video, we can often get a very strong effect inside of 10 minutes.
Okay, Jeffrey, thank you. I want to ask you about this internal math, but I did try the video that your publicist sent me. And there are some contraindications, including photosensitivity. Obviously, if you have seizure disorder, you probably don't want to be looking at flashing lights and things. But so I'm a little bit sensitive to looking at the computer screen for too long and whatnot. So I watched it and I did notice within a couple of minutes, my breathing started to slow down quite a bit and I felt a little bit weird. So I noticed there was something happening, but what is this internal math you're talking about?
Well, this is part about how the brain works in terms of the auditory system. In order for it to understand the position of a sound, its relative importance to you, whether it's a threat or its importance, what's its meaning, it has to bounce the energy back and forth across both hemispheres of the brain. It has to do a lot of internal calculations. The calculations determine a position of a sound in your field. Okay? It requires a lot of internal math. And when that sound has a stronger meaning, in other words, it's associated with pitch ranges that are associated with natural language. And sometimes we use actual words, right, that are spoken, and we include the stimulatory frequencies within those words, and then they begin to shift and move. That forces the brain to continuously do a lot of internal math in order to determine the position and its meaning for you.
Okay, so it's not the same as, like, doing math on a piece of paper.
No, and this is why it's passive brain fitness. And when the brain has to rev up to do this internal math, it happens on a subconscious level, right? It has to, and it does. You do it naturally as you go about your day, and certain sounds come into your field. And but using this technology, it does it to a greater degree, and it'll continue for the entire 10 minutes you're using the technology. And so as a result, your brain activity gets revved up because it's working, it's continuously working. And sometimes the experience for the first time somebody uses it can be a little bit weird because there's a lot of activity going on in the brain at a subconscious level. But as a result, your ability to use your brain after listening and watching a 10-minute passive brain fitness video will go up in most cases.
Okay. I noticed when I listened to it or when I watched the video, I actually was I had a headache from a bit of eye strain, so I think it probably would have been better if I had just watched it without the headache. But do people who have migraines or anything, is that a contraindication for your program?
On average, it's not. And for people that have migraines, I mean, using the technology while having a migraine is probably not the best idea. However, there are certain forms of this technology that are designed to be used specifically for migraines. There's some great clinical research, peer-reviewed too, that shows that using gamma stimulation can actually reduce the intensity of a migraine. But in general, those really high, intense gamma frequencies aren't included in the vast majority of the passive brain fitness videos. Some of them are, but they're not made. Not all of them are made to directly impact your experience of a migraine.
Okay, and so if people want more information, where can they find? Where's the best place to find you?
Well, the best place is on the web at jeffreygeniac.com. So it's www.jeffreygeniac.com. And there's we have a lot of great opportunities for people to try out the products for free, to get a training session. There's a lot of opportunity for people to get to know me and the work that we do on the website.
Okay, wonderful. And I'm curious, now I have lots of questions here. Hopefully we'll be able to get through them all. Now, your programs have different intentions, like happiness, relaxation, personal reflection, things like that. So what is different in each program that's supposed to stimulate these different states?
Well, for instance, the Life Response Frequencies program, which is the most popular and widely acclaimed program. We get more testimonials for this program than virtually just anything else that we've created. And I think it's because it's a program that addresses so many quality of life issues and brainwave frequencies all within one program. So, for instance, the Happiness Essentials one, it really works with alpha and beta frequencies that are known. I mean, scientists have been measuring EEG activity for nearly 100 years with an ever-increasing amount of greater precision over the years. And through this, we have an electrical roadmap of the brain, if you will, that we know when somebody is in a particular happy state or their brain is in that kind of frequency range, that we know there's a good chance that they're going to produce feel-good brain chemicals like serotonin. They're usually in a certain brainwave frequencies. And so Happiness Essentials is all centered around helping people to stimulate their brain to elevate their mood and encourage their brain to produce more feel-good brain chemicals. And so the Prosperity and Abundance Essentials is a little bit different. And I know that's a nice, colorful name, and I didn't call it Money and Gold Essentials. It's Prosperity and Abundance Essentials, which is really a way of being, a way of thinking about things. And, people that are entrepreneurs, for instance, or anybody that's living a very prosperous and abundant life is usually very creative. They embrace that creative side. They're always moving forward. And so the brain activity that's associated with that is alpha and theta, little different ranges. And so in this particular one, we stimulate the brain for those creative processes. And the next one on the list is Peace and Harmony Essentials. And this is one of the most important ones, especially for people as they grow a little bit older. The more people get into their late 40s and their 50s, the desire to have more peace and harmony in their life really gets stronger. This is what we found over the years in doing this. And so what we do is stimulate the brain for peace and harmony. We put people in those states. We give them frequencies that are associated with feelings of deep peace and harmony. And this is a great, these are great meditation tracks to be used for that. They're great to listen to in the evening after a very tough day, maybe where there was a lot of stress. It really helps to put the brain into balance where you can really get into that deep self-reflective state and experience those feelings of peace and harmony. The next one is Health and Vitality Essentials. And this one is absolutely amazing. This is one of my favorite ones to use to actually help me start my next day, as good as it can be, because it actually encourages your brain to have a better sleep. And a lot of great research that shows that delta activity before going to bed will actually improve the quality of your sleep more and more over time. And so as you continue to use it, its effects grow stronger and stronger. And this one really helps the limbic system to go into parasympathetic recovery, which is incredibly important because as we age, one of the aspects that really starts to degrade somewhat is our ability to enter that deep delta and sub-delta brainwave activity as we're sleeping. And that has strong implications. The limbic system, which is really helps to deal with inflammation, and as many people know, that inflammation is the cause, the root cause of so many diseases. And if your brain is not able to deal with sources of inflammation very well, well, it increases your risk for all kinds of problems. So this is a fantastic one to increase your overall health and vitality. And the last one on this is energy and enlightenment. And this is a fantastic one. This is this whole group of audios and passive brain fitness videos are really all about stimulating those high beta and gamma frequencies. And what we do here is that we pull these out just before we have to engage in something that requires us to be at our best, to really use our mind to the best of our ability. And these frequencies stimulate our brain in such a way that allows us to integrate, to integrate sensory data much more quickly. And this is really important if you're speaking, let's say, or that you're in front of an audience, or you're at a group big meeting, or even if you just have to do a lot of, you know, internal mental math. You want to be able to integrate all the sensory data as fast as you can. And the research shows that these type of gamma frequencies can improve your intelligence. In one study, this was amazing. They did this inside a school with ADHD. Children, and they found two gamma sessions twice a week for 35 minutes each improved their intelligence on five different levels, measured by the WISC-3, I believe. And it was in 6 weeks, and on average they got an improvement of over 33% in their scores.
And so, Jeffrey, for that study, what were they using to create these gamma waves?
They were using a standard light and sound machine. So they got the auditory input and they got these flashes of light. And so that's an important question. And this is why every single one of these packages also have really wonderful audios, which are also proven to work. But they also come with the passive brain fitness videos so you can get that visual stimulation as well.
Thank you, Jeffrey. So you use these audios and videos. I mean, it sounds like this package, it's a lot. Do you use something every day, or how do you incorporate that into your life? Because for me, one of the challenges I have is every week on this show, there's some new way to fix myself. And so I'm trying this one this week, and that one this week, and it gets overwhelming. So mm-hmm. How do you use this whole package effectively so that it's not just one more thing that ends up collecting dust or clogging up your computer?
That's a really great question, and there's so many great ways to use it. With it, we have a 34-page manual that gives you all kinds of opportunities and ways to use the technology. For me, though, one of the best ways that people can take advantage of this technology is addressing something that you just mentioned, is overwhelm. Overwhelm and this kind of stress is really debilitating. I mean, some people really don't feel it as strong as other people do, but at some point in time, usually somebody's experiencing some level of stress and overwhelm. And what we know about stress and overwhelm is that it constricts the blood flow away from the prefrontal cortex of the brain. It also restricts the electrical activity away from the prefrontal cortex of the brain. And this is the part of your brain that you really need to use in order to make the best possible decisions in your life to deal with any situation that's coming up. And when that starts to shut down, right, your productivity goes down, your mood goes down, and your ability to move your life, to create the life you really want to live, it really suffers. And so what I like to have people do is take what I call a 7-day challenge. And the 7-day challenge, and this is part of the package, it's included in it, where people can go and experience. I tell people to listen to the 10-minute versions of each audio every single day. And just starting with the audio and get a feel for how the technology is affecting you. And naturally, people will gravitate to one or another, you know, at any specific time, you know, depending on what their brain really needs. An important thing to understand here is that there's a difference between stimulation and entrainment. Entrainment is is stimulation, but it's for the purpose of forcing the brain into a specific range of functioning. And I've realized over the years, after doing all kinds of testing and working with clients, is that providing technology that really forces a brain to go into a particular dominant wave is not the best solution. And if you look at all the research that's out on this, it really does confirm it. The vast majority of the peer-reviewed clinical research that shows the efficacy of this technology doesn't mention entrainment at all. What it talks about is stimulation, simply providing the stimulatory frequencies and letting the brain respond to its highest good is really where it's at, is really where the magic happens. And so in using this technology, start off with one that you're attracted to the most, and because it's likely providing you the frequency ranges, allowing your brain to respond in the way that it needs it the most. And then from that point on, you know, start pulling out the passive brain fitness videos and using it prior to those times of your day that you know things tend to get stressful or your brain gets tired, or use it when something happens and it puts you in that state of overwhelm, because that 10-minute break that you use to balance the brain out, to balance the electrical activity, restore the blood flow to the prefrontal cortex, that 10 minutes will make your next 2 hours a lot more productive, and sometimes the rest of your day a lot more productive. So that's how I recommend people start off to use it.
Okay, thank you. And I listened to the Happiness track. I listened to a couple of tracks. There was one that Lisa sent me that was about 38 minutes long, I believe. I think it was the personal reflection and the 10-minute one. And I don't know, I'm skeptical. And I've been dealing with depression for most of my life. And I've been kind of going through a bout of it recently. And so I noticed that for me, I didn't really feel any different. Any differently than I might have if I had laid down and listened to Enya for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that, I mean, because you have rave reviews, so why does it work for some people and not others?
Well, the first thing you have to understand is that when you're dealing with depression and moods, is that as soon as you know when that gets more intense during the day than others, right? You feel it in your heart, you feel it in your stomach. You feel your mind potentially slow down. Maybe even your internal language starts to get a little weird, right? This is what depression does to people. And once those neurochemicals are released in the body, they just don't vanish from your system, right? So when you're feeling really terrible and down, there's neurochemical support for that in the brain, and they don't just disappear. Even if you were to do something to encourage an immense amount of beta endorphin release, let's say, for instance, or even a massive amount of serotonin release, those chemicals will help you feel better, but you still have to deal with those chemicals your brain already produced, right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes when people are using this from the standpoint of being depressed or being overtly stressed, in the beginning, they don't often feel a big change, right? Because we haven't strengthened those neural pathways strong enough yet to be able to secrete this great amount of serotonin or beta endorphins from using the technology. And it's also combating, every time you use it, a restricted blood flow in the brain, right? So one thing we know, that depression, stress, and anxiety, all this really does cut off resources to your cuts off access to your subconscious resources, but even your conscious resources. So that's one of the main reasons that sometimes your feelings inside doesn't seem to shift and change too much right away. Now, for you, one of the things that I would recommend greatly is to, create a free account on my site and then go look for the 10-minute turnaround, like once you get in there, right? And look for the 10-minute turnaround introduction. You're going to see an amazing case study that I did with my mother, of all people, who has, despite having access to the best of the best in the world in everything from EFT to psychology to at a price point that, she won't tell me how much it is, but I know it's got to be approaching six figures.
Mm-hmm.
She's tried everything in the world and nothing's worked. In the last 3 years, it has become even more intense and even harder to manage. And So 4 months ago, I started working on this passive brain fitness technology, with one of the major reasons is to finally get something into my mother's hands to help her out. And so we've got this massive case study that shows the electrical activity with my mother as she's using the technology and as I wrap around something called the interrupt, balance, and rewire process. And this is incredible because, I mean, the technology can do wonders on its own, but putting it around a process, a system, a way of using it to integrate it in your life is really where this technology shines. And so how the process works, and I think you would find it really useful, and anybody that's suffering from depression or anxiety or these down states, is to first learn this interrupt, balance, and rewire process. And it's pretty simple. It includes doing something called a physical pattern interrupt. And this is incredibly important because once somebody is in a deeply negative state, whether it's depression or anxiety or anger or anything, the blood flow is already constricted from the brain. The electrical activity is usually trapped on one side of the brain, spinning like a top in one area or the other. And if you think you're going to use your brain effectively to think your way out of that mood, you got another thing coming. Right? Your brain's not working well to begin with, so you want to think your way out of it? Good luck. Right? It doesn't work that well. So this is innovative in the sense that we have people do a physical pattern interrupt where they're going to use their body in order to scramble the electrical activity in their brain. Okay? And then once that activity is scrambled, we've interrupted the pathway. See, because all these negative moods and these states and depression oftentimes have organic pathways in the brain. And neuroscience says the more that we interrupt them, the harder they will be to run. Cells that wire together, fire together. Cells that fall out of sync, unlink. That's one of the biggest premises of neuroscience as it pertains to the brain. So doing this physical pattern interrupt scrambles that brainwave activity. Now, I have tons of EEG devices, portable ones, medical-grade ones, and I've been studying what types of physical activity have a very strong impact on interrupting these pathways in the brain, and I introduced a couple of them in this process. So you do that, then you sit down to a 10-minute passive brain fitness video. All right, so and you want to use that video right after doing the physical pattern interrupt to balance the electrical activity in the brain, to extend the electrical activity in the brain and restore that blood flow. And then right after that 10-minute passive brain fitness video, what you want to do is load up a song or sing a song or do a dance, do something that makes you feel really good, that represents an emotion that you would rather feel rather than depressed or stressed or anxiety. And you do this several times. Okay, while you're either experiencing the emotion you want to desensitize or deprogram out of you, or while you induce a trigger using your imagination and then run through the process. And going about it that way is a far better way to notice a quicker response from the technology. In the case study with my mother, I show a video of me working with her, and you can see me, right, my mom, and I'm working with her and running through the process. And then right underneath that, I have a video that shows all of her brainwave activity as we go through this process. And one of the things that we did is we induced fear and anxiety through one of her strongest triggers, and we did it through using her imagination. And you could see her activity, you know, from the EEG device that we had on her head go just haywire, right? And then to illustrate how much it affects the ability of a person to use their brain and make good decisions, we gave her an activity to do to focus and concentrate on a book, and you could see all the activity in the brain, and I explained what you see here, and I saw some things that I've never seen before, and I've been doing this for a very long time. Some of the amplitude coming from her prefrontal cortex actually went down to zero. I've never seen that before. And then it would come back up, and so on and so forth. And then we ran her through the interrupt, balance, and rewire process after inducing fear and anxiety. And then at the end, you can see her brainwave activity change in real time into something that's absolutely beautiful. And then when we gave her the focus and concentration task again, the meters that measure her ability to attend and focus and to get into these really great zone states were almost reached as high as it could possibly go. And so it's really something phenomenal. So that's the way I would approach, if you're going to use this technology to really make your life better in terms of mood disorders or problems like that, this is the way I would use it. Because otherwise it could take a significant amount of time to get results simply just plopping on an audio for 10 minutes a day.
All right. Thank you for that, Jeffrey. Well, it's time for a break. And are you okay taking a call if someone has a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking today with Jeffrey Geniak. He is a brainwave entrainment engineer and the creator of Passive Brain Fitness. And if you want to get on the air and ask a question, please give me a call during the break so I can get you queued up. That's 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. We'll probably only have time for one caller if you want to ask a question. And if you want to check out Jeffrey's website, it's jeffreygeniak.com. His last name is spelled G-I-G-N-A-C. jeffreygeniak.com. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in a moment.
On Tuesday, May 6th at the Rio Theater, CITR is proud to partner up with the Doxa Documentary Festival to present Come Worry With Us, a film about the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra, who have been making protest folk, free jazz, and neoclassical music for over 15 years. Having intentionally opted out of the corporate music industry for the DIY alternative, their sound and political convictions are imbued with a punk rock ethos and aesthetic. The film profiles violinist Jessica Moss and singer-songwriter Ephraim Manuk, a couple who decided to bring their toddler Ezra on tour. For more information about Come Worry With Us, go to doxafestival.ca. That's Doxa, spelled D-O-X-A, festival.ca. Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Music, drumming, dance, transformation, an expression of the heart through voice, the heart opening to love, channeling of intention, kirtan community, yoga culture, bhakti, ancient traditions, modern environment, intentional community, the continuation of story, the ever-evolving mythology, reconnecting with the divine through voice, through song, through mantra, an exploration of chanting. Join us every Thursday at 4 p.m. on CATR 101.9 FM for Mantra. Or check us out on the web at mantraradio.co.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you for joining me today. My website is spiritualshow.com if you want to check out some of the past shows or videos that I've posted and things like that, spiritualshow.com. And today we're speaking with Jeffrey Geniak. You can find him at jeffreygeniak.com. His last name is spelled G-I-G-N-A-C, and he's the creator of Passive Brain Fitness. He's a brainwave entrainment engineer. Welcome back to the show, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with me. So now you had mentioned the 10-minute turnaround. So is that something that's free on your site, or is that part of a package?
Well, it's part of a package, but there's aspects of it which are free. I give away a Passive Brain Fitness video, a 22-minute sort of a training session that teaches you how to use it, that introduces the interrupt, balance, and rewire process. So simply going to my homepage, there's a little orange link there that says, hey, let's get started for free. You'll be taken to a video. It's 22 minutes, so you know, grab a glass of water or a coffee and sit down and watch it. It's 22 minutes training session. The first little bit is kind of an introduction, right, that introduces myself and how I came to this process, and then I go into some really great details about how to use it. And then there's a little box there that says, drop your email in there, and I will send you a free Passive Brain Fitness video to use with the interrupt and balance and rewire process. And then if somebody gets a free account on the site as well, they'll have access to additional resources that they can use. And the case study first films me working with my mother, which is really great because you see how I guide her through that process right there, and then it gives you all the brainwave data that came in real time as we were going through that process with her. And so after that, we're releasing, we haven't actually released the full program yet, only to a small group, but we'll be sending out notifications for people to get the rest of the product if they like.
So is it actually, it sounds like it's not actually 10 minutes, though.
Well, I called it the 10-minute turnaround because the most important part of that equation is the Passive Brain Fitness video, which is 10 minutes. The pattern interrupt takes about 30 seconds, and the rewire process can be done as quickly as 1 minute and can take as long as 5 minutes, depending on what you're doing. So essentially, it really is a condensed 10-minute process, maybe 12 if you want to give it a little extra time.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So actually, next week, I'm going to be interviewing Mr. 2020. And you guys know each other, right? He has a track, a meditation-type track that has your technology on it.
Yeah, love 2020. Great guy. And yeah, that's correct. He reached out to me and said, you know, I really love your technology, Jeff. He says, is there anything we can do here? And I said, well, send me, you know, what it is that you have in mind. And what he had recorded in terms of a guided meditation and, you know, a process of really calm, cool, and confident was fantastic. And I was able to work with this tech, with his words. Because remember I explained about embedding some of the technology and frequency ranges that have to do with natural language. Well, we don't always have to have people speaking, you know, in order to do that. But because his voice came through and it was a little bit lower in pitch, we were able to create something absolutely amazing. And everybody that's heard it has just come back and said, wow, this is something else.
Cool. And I heard a quick little one. It was only about 5 minutes. Is that the one you're talking about?
I'm not sure what he sent you. We actually created, I think, maybe 10, 12 tracks in total. So depending on what he sent you, I wouldn't know.
Okay. All right. Just checking. And so one of the things that he does with his work is really, works on feeling it real and the teachings of Neville Goddard. And that requires a great deal of creativity and actually to be able to visualize, hear, sometimes even smell and feel these experiences in your mind. And so how does the brainwave entrainment help someone who is maybe not as creative or visual?
Well, again, it comes down to balanced brainwave activity. I mean, this is one of the areas that is so important, but almost no one really understands why it's so important or what it's about. You know, your moods and your attitudes and the things and the ways that you flow through your life every day really has a significant impact on how your brain functions. And most people are so used to functioning at a fraction of what it really should be, you know, they just accept it as normal everyday life. And so the technology, the first thing it does is that really it encourages cross-hemispheric communication in a way that no other technology does. And as soon as that blood flow and the electrical activity begins to balance out throughout the brain, and then you begin receiving, as you're receiving all this wonderful education, and it impacts the brain at such a deeper level than if, you know, you didn't have this technology and you had to process it all with this, you know, constricted electrical activity away from the prefrontal cortex and restricted blood flow.
So, Jeffrey, is the brainwave entrainment and the passive brain fitness, is that a replacement for meditation, or do you still do that?
I use it in conjunction with meditative practice. I use it sometimes in place of meditation practice, and sometimes I just use meditative practice. So it's really up to the individual and how much time you have. It's not, I wouldn't say that it is an absolute replacement for meditation practice, because there's all kinds of differences of meditation practice. There's mindfulness meditation. There's several forms. I practice mindfulness meditation personally when I'm not using the technology. However, it is a really great add-on, and if you don't have time to really learn the meditation practice, using it in conjunction, so you just have, let's say, an audio playing in the background, it can help shorten the amount of time it takes for you really to start to experience all the benefits of meditation.
So when you're listening to these programs, are you, like, if I've got the headphones on and the music's playing and I'm thinking about what I'm going to do later on today, is that going to have the same benefit as if I'm quieting my mind and focusing on my breath?
Quieting your mind and focusing on your breath does improve the results that you'll get with the technology. However, it's not absolutely necessary. If you're using the passive brain fitness videos and you're watching the video, especially ones that have the peripheral vision messaging, and you've got the headphones on, you'll find that your mind will start to quiet naturally, right? And the more you allow the technology to assist you in that process, the more you'll be able to bring it into your everyday life, because the neural pathways just get stronger, and you won't need the technology to help you do that, right? So I guess that's how you can use it to help. One of the biggest problems people have with learning meditation is, like, it takes too long. I can't shut off my brain, right? And so using the technology to get help with that is a great way to get started.
Okay. I did notice with the video that it was quite hypnotic, and with the audio and the video, and you're basically focusing on the middle of the screen, and then all these other things are happening, and it's moving in and out and flashing. It made it a little bit easier to focus. With audio alone, I think it's easier to start thinking of other things. And would you, with the audio, would you have your eyes closed, or does that matter?
I like to have people lay down or sit in their chair and, you know, use it with their eyes closed, giving the audio their full attention. And though if people can't quiet their mind at first, they'll get better with it as they use it, right? Especially if they're just using the audio, but that's how I recommend people use it.
Okay, thank you. And all right, well, now also on your site, you mention other brain training methods, like the kind of stuff that Lumosity does with the mind games for mind fitness and math problems and all of that. And so with that, you can track and score your improvements. So how do you track people's improvements using your programs?
Well, I like to use something that's really advanced, high-tech process. It's called journaling, and it's I say that with a little bit of a jest, and the reason is this: there's a lot of research out there that shows that if you're using technology or process to improve the quality of your life or to accomplish anything, people that journal their progress, that actually take the time to take the pen and paper out and write it, will do 50% better on average than people that don't. And there's something, we don't have an online tracking process where people can go and do some of these things, and we may introduce something in the future. However, even if we do, I'm still going to recommend people journal. They take 5 minutes and just write something down and use a pen and paper or a pencil and paper, because there's something that we know. the finite motor control that is required to move a pencil or a pen on a piece of paper lights up the brain differently than when using a keyboard. Now, we might find that this changes in the next generations, because even in school they're starting to skip over this cursive writing thing. However, we know this to be true right now. And so if you use the technology once or twice during the day and then write down, how did this affect you? What was different today? What did I notice? What did I do better? And you simply answer a few questions like that, you'll find that that way of tracking things actually works better than logging on to an online portal and going, all right, you know, this is what happened, and, you know, having an electronic system tag it for you, if you will.
And are those journaling questions part of your packages? Do you send that to people?
In the Life Response Frequencies program, they're inside. It's a really big program. And, yeah, there's part of the training videos. And this is really the biggest program we have. There's training videos on how to, introduction videos, and a little bit of training in those videos on how to use every single module in the Life Response Frequencies. And there's examples of journaling questions and things that people can use to track their progress. Also, when we give people access to the Life Response Frequencies program, we also give them access to something called Goal Factory. And in the final teachings there, I really talk about how to use journaling to really improve the quality of your life.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And now, we talked about the 10-minute turnaround for depression and anxiety. Now, someone like your mom, who has been, it sounds like she has really been seeking and working on herself. She's not like she's just like, well, this is how I am and I'm not going to try to change. She has put in serious effort over a long period of time and hasn't found relief from this. What is the best program that you've recommended for your mom?
It was a 10-minute turnaround. Some of the other technology that I've created prior to the 10-minute turnaround did provide temporary minimal improvement, but it wasn't until we wrapped around that whole process, that is the interrupt, balance, and rewire, did we see some just amazing changes occur in her brain.
Cool. But you said that's not quite ready yet, right?
Well, it's going to be ready very shortly, later this month. The great thing is, I mean, it's all ready, but we just had a test group go through it, and so we're just taking the feedback and tweaking it, so it really is the best experience for everyone, right? And that's something that's really important to me. However, you can get the first module of the 10-minute turnaround and the technology for free, right, from my website, and by the time you get through that week, people will be able to get into the full program, 10-minute turnaround, Life Without Fear and Anxiety, that's what it's called. We'll be releasing other versions of the 10-minute turnaround, where we bring in experts on creating wealth, and experts on post-traumatic stress disorder, and so on and so forth, but this is the first version of the 10-minute turnaround. So I encourage people, if you're suffering with any kind of mood disorder, you're looking for a way to, I mean, go get in and get started, because you can do it for free. And then by the time Module 2 is released, which will be a week, it will be the April 25th, 2014, you'll have the opportunity to continue if you so choose.
Okay, so it sounds like what you're saying is go try it out for free. And in that week, if you really put in an effort, you actually should notice an improvement?
Absolutely. I mean, if you go and use this, you will notice an improvement. For sure. I mean, if there's a problem with understanding, you know, the process, or you don't do it, you get the technology, you use it once, and go, you know, that's, well, you're likely not going to experience much of a result. But if you use it every single day, you'd be very hard-pressed not to see a change. And also we have a dedicated support desk where we answer any kind of questions, and people can talk to each other and get support if they require.
Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to check that out. Lisa sent me a bunch of programs. I don't think the 10-minute turnaround was part of it, but I'm going to look and I'll... I don't know if I signed up for your web. Like I said, I'm on so many sites. There's so much information. Like you mentioned, overwhelm and how it shuts down your brain. I'm overwhelmed 90% of the time. And this is the problem. This is the problem.
I hear you. Well, that is the biggest problem that's out today, is that, you know, we've allowed to get our lives so busy and so frantic, and that, you know, overwhelm or extreme stress has, it seems to be a natural part of everybody's lives, but it's not natural. And that, you know, one of the best things that you can do, I know there's a million things that you can do out there, right? You can learn about the law of attraction. You can learn about this. You can learn about that. You can take in all this knowledge, and you can educate yourself to the hilt. But if you're not capable of using your brain to the best of its ability, well, you know, it's lost, right? A lot of that knowledge is lost. You're going to apply it with a brain that's a fraction of what it should be. So one of the best gifts that you can give to yourself is to say, well, you know what? We're going to hold off on maybe a lot of this stuff, right, that's coming in every single day, and we're going to take 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever you have, and I'm going to work at building up my brain strength. Because the great thing about this technology is the more you use it, the more it works, right? The stronger the effect on your brain. The technology, on average, will take anywhere between 2 and 6 weeks for people to just to begin to show really pronounced benefits.
Great, thank you. And you had mentioned that your mom had used EFT. Is that the emotional, like the tapping?
Yeah, EMDR, EFT, emotion. And listen, I want to make something very clear, is that as a clinical hypnotherapist and practitioner on many different modalities, I use all these modalities on a regular basis, sometimes, you know, mixed together in one session. I use them with great success. So I'm certainly, I don't want to give the impression that I'm devaluing any of them. I'm not. They're fantastic. However, she just couldn't get anything to move. And I know that if she's experiencing that same thing, there must be other people that are as well, right? And the theory is this, is that once a pattern or a program is learned and it's in the brain or it has been reinforced for any given amount of time, it becomes organic, right? And otherwise, it becomes an automatic pattern. And just like driving, right? Driving is automatic, right? Once you've been able to do it for a while. And I could go in through amnesia or anything else. I could erase all those years in which you learned to drive. And you know what? You'll still be able to do it.
Hmm.
You know? And so what a lot of these systems do is they go in and they try to remove or deal with all these things that have to do with what caused it, what started it, what are the events, right? And then they change the events or reframe the events. And NLP does this, and hypnosis does this as well. Psychology, a lot of this, its focus is really to attack the root causes. But once that program is running in the brain, you know, whether you take care of that root cause or not, it doesn't matter. The program's still going to run. And so the 10-minute turnaround is the neuroscience answer with this incredible technology to attack the actual pathway in the program, right? And yeah, you might need to deal with the source at some point in time as well, right? But at least we're going to get at that program and how it runs right away.
Mm, interesting. Yeah, because what I'm noticing in my own, I've been in therapy and I've done many different things. And over time, I'm definitely doing much better than I was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I notice. But on a monthly, weekly basis, I'm really not noticing. Like I seem to still, it takes me, I'll even when I notice a pattern of behavior, I'll continue making that same pattern again and again. And then in hindsight, I'll be like, oh, there's that pattern again. But I don't seem to be, and I might change one small aspect of that pattern, but ultimately I'm still repeating the same thing again and again and again. And each time I learn something new, but not much changes.
Mm-hmm. Can I give you something that I did quite a while back? And I'll tell you this, because I, long time ago, years and years and years ago, I went through a bout of really bad depression, and I did, you know, I had contemplated doing some things that were not very good at all, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't have all of this technology at the time, and although, I mean, I had already been a hypnotherapist and a master practitioner in NLP, I had all kinds of knowledge, and people in my life were going like, you know so much, how could this ever have happened to you? Well, I had a lot of life events and things like this, and it got me into this real bad rut. I was in there for almost 2 years. But one of the first things I did was accept the fact that using my mental faculties overall was probably not going to get me through it. Right? This whole idea of thinking your way out of it, you know, just, you know, and saying, oh, I caught myself in this behavior, you know, and I can remember not to do, you know, that stuff is really ineffectual for the most part, because when it comes to the next time around, you can't remember. You forgot to sidestep it, or, you know.
Because you're in fight or flight when it happens.
Right. And you're just not, you don't have the blood flow and the electricity in the brain flowing the way it should for it to work. So the one thing I was able to do was to use my body physically to change my state in breathing. And so what I've learned is that using breathing and physical movements in your body, you can trick the brain in a healthy, normal way to produce just about any neural cocktail mix you can imagine, right? And so what I did is, as soon as I took a week off work, okay, this is pretty extreme, I took a week off work, and any time I did not feel the way I wanted to feel, that I had envisioned in my mind that I wanted to feel, right, which was back to my happiness and good and excitement and passion in my life, what I did is I jumped up and I used a type of martial arts breathing. And again, not everybody will be able to do this because of physicality or one thing or another, but have you ever seen martial artists break stuff, you know, like logs and bricks and ice and so on and so forth?
Yep.
Or sometimes when they fight, they expel the breath out, you know, really strong from the diaphragm. And it sounds like it's called a ki, I guess, in some martial arts. And it sounds like something like this, like, hit! You know, hit! Very sort of, that was too loud. But it's an explosion of breath. Now, the muscles that control that diaphragm and the explosion of breath, inside the brain, it's wired up in real close to where you can get some beta endorphins, right? It shares the same blood supply. So the part of the area of the brain that controls that shares the same blood supply and things of that nature with area of the brain that can produce some really great brain chemicals. So what I did is, every time I didn't feel great, I would just like force myself to do that, because that was the most I could do with my brain, right, is to just force myself to do that activity. I took a week off. I did this every day. I did it over and over and over again. And you do that explosion of breath until your skin starts to vibrate, and it will. It will, you know, you do this, you will feel the adrenaline pump in, but it's going to be different, right? Because, you know, there's difference between the adrenaline and beta endorphins, all these things, the chemical mix that stress and depression create, than this thing, this type of activity creates. And so what happened, what I actually did is I used Pavlov's dogs for humans, right? You're familiar with Pavlov's dogs? You know, you ring the bell, the dog salivates?
Yes.
Kind of thing? Well, this is exactly what I did to myself. And to this day, right, I did this for a week straight, right? And I know a lot of people couldn't do that. But to this day, I can't get depressed. I can't do it. Even if something, and I did it too well, because even if something happens where I should naturally be in a mourning, saddened state, like I lose somebody close to me at death, my brain, as soon as I get into that state, it shoots me right back up.
Hmm.
Right? And so that's the disadvantage of doing this. This is why you want to balance the brainwave activity first and then do the rewire process, right? But like I said, I didn't have the full scope of the technology way back then. But if you even take a little bit from that story and you begin to find a type of movement and breath, like explosive breath, so you could interrupt that state, right, you're going to be doing a lot better and you will see some changes.
Like, even if you did maybe jumping jacks or something?
Jumping jacks is not as powerful.
No?
Jumping jacks will do it. Okay, to some extent, but that is, there's something about exploding the breath out from the diaphragm that forces the brain to start producing a different neurochemical cocktail. Jumping jacks is just cardiovascular. It's not the same thing. What I find is, with a lot of these movements, that breath is involved. Patterns of tensing and relaxing muscles, plus included really strong breath patterns, is what can really produce these strong, you know, chemical reactions. And you can do like 5 or 6, 10 times, and all of a sudden, wow, you're vibrating with energy. And that's enough.
Cool. Well, we are out of time, Jeffrey. I'm going to have to try this out, try out your 10-minute turnaround program, and maybe have you on the show again to talk more about it and more about how we can help ourselves using your technology. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, I'm more than happy to share, and I'd be happy to come back anytime.
Great, thank you. And is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Well, here's one thing. Every now and again, I get somebody that emails and calls me and go, you know, I just don't feel important. I don't feel relevant. I don't feel like I have any purpose. You know, Jeff, you're always talking about live life with purpose and passion, and this is really important. And they go, I don't have any, and I feel like, you know, like garbage because I just don't feel like I'm relevant. And I get these from 50-plus people, you know, quite often, more than I do from younger people. Although I do get it from younger people sometimes, and I want to tell you that, you know, this is a tragedy because it's not true. Every single one of you, the sound of my voice is relevant, is needed, and is important right here and now. And despite what your senses tell you, because sometimes your senses lie, right? You'll only perceive your reality with what you're looking at, right? So despite what your senses are telling you, you are relevant, you are needed, and you are important right now. And I've never talked to anyone that I wasn't able to help them see that. And if you want to get that experience into your life and get that back into your life, here's what you do, right? You go out and you plan random acts of kindness. And there's research that shows that this absolutely works, and it changes the neurochemical mix in your brain. Do it for people you don't know. Maybe it's a volunteer at a charity. Do as, you know, if you only have an hour a week, then take that hour a week of doing it. And when you change somebody's life for the better and you get to see yourself from their eyes, because they'll be looking right back at you, right? This is where you'll start to get that feeling back again, and you will feel better, and you will make better decisions, and you will start to move ahead and begin that path of living the life you really ought to live, you should live, that you are meant to live.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. I'm looking forward to checking in with you again soon. We are over time, so I'm going to have to say goodbye, but thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye for now.
Have a wonderful day. Okay. So that was Jeffrey Geniak. You can find him at jeffreygeniak.com. His last name is spelled G-I-G-N-A-C. jeffreygeniac.com. Up in just a second is Parts Unknown. Want to send you so much love. Be well. Love you so much. Take
Namaste.
It away. Namaste. Bye-bye.
It is Monday.
The one.